I am not one who believes that his thoughts are preserved. I believe that his words are preserved in my Bible, in my King James Bible. All right? Now, we're not apologetic in that in no way, shape, or form. Everything that I have, everything that I know is because of this Bible this morning. And I'm going to preach to you about this Bible, all right? I'm going to preach to you about this morning. Now, I don't know what you believe, don't know where you're from, in your heart or in your mind or in your theology. Just because you come to church here does not mean I know where you stand. All right, but I want you to understand this. The Bible is true. I have an every word Bible. I don't like it misread. I don't like to leave a word out when I'm reading it. I don't want to add a word when I'm reading it. I believe I have an every word Bible. All right? And you say, well, I thought you come to magnify the Lord. I did. I come to magnify Him, His Word. He is the Word this morning. He's the living Word. He gave me a written Word. And I'm going to magnify Him this morning. All right? Everybody okay? All right, let's pray together. Okay? My Father, I come today. Lord, You're wonderful to us. The Lord deserved nothing. I thought so many times You give us everything. Lord, I sure need Your help this morning. Lord, I'm asking just now, if You would, to clear my mind and remove the things of the world that they might try to slip in. Lord, I don't want to be sidetracked or chase squirrels. Lord, I want to be very adamant about this book this morning. Lord, I do want to be dogmatic about this book. I do want to be single-minded about this book. I do want to be direct about this Bible this morning. And Lord, not just today, but every day. And Lord, I want to stand on it. But Lord, I want to believe it. But I want to use it. I want to grow by it. Lord, help me to grow by Your Word this morning. Lord, I can't do nothing without You. I ask that You might touch me fresh of Thy Holy Spirit this morning. Give me power as You see fit, that I might be pleasing unto You. Thank You for my every word Bible this morning. Help me, I pray, in Jesus' name, and amen. To turn to John chapter 20, if you would. John chapter 20. We'll read you two verses just to get a place here for a thought this morning. John chapter 20 and verse 30 and 31. John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. It says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." Amen. Now, there's no way that any book can contain everything that God has done, that Christ has done, that all the old patriarchs and all those characters that we read about in the Bible, the people we read about, we have the volumes of the books, the Bible says, the world couldn't contain them. But these that are written, it says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. See, that's the purpose of my Bible this morning. That's the purpose of your Bible, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that He is God in the flesh, and that you might have eternal life, that you might believe on Him and have eternal life. It's not just another book. It is God's Word to us that we might have eternal life and spend that life with Him. Think about that. Not eternal life here, but eternal life with God, with Christ, redeemed, cleansed, perfect in His presence. Think about that. And that's all found out in this book. See, I believe this morning with all my heart that God is great. I believe He's so great. The verse, if you listened, the song moves along pretty good, but I hope you heard some of the words. It said, if He can create man from dust, if He can get a man out of a whale, if He can be the fourth man in the fire, then He can preserve me a book, word for word, that I need to read. Now, if He can do all that, if He can take nothing and make everything, I have no problem believing that I've got a preserved word of God this morning. I have no problem believing that. I can trust, as Brother Rick said, I can trust my Bible. Of the college class, if I never learn anything else, Jeremy, you and Brother Rick for bringing it in. Listen, I can trust my Bible. I already know it, but I can trust it anyway. But let me tell you something. I believe it's great. I believe God is great. I believe His grace is amazing. Do you believe that this morning? I believe His mercies are new every morning. Do you believe that? I believe His salvation is always free. I believe His promises are always true, and He's always enough. I believe that this morning. But how do I know it? Because I read it in the book. Because I read it in the book this morning. Because it's written, and I have read it, and I believe what I've read this morning. See, we're having a hard time today believing everything. We want to believe this person and that person. Why don't we just go ahead and believe God? Because He said that let God be true and all men liars. That's why the men didn't write what they wanted to write. That's why God told them what to write, because mankind is not true. But God is true, and let God be true, and all men liars. You hear me this morning? This Word of God is precious. It's true. You say, well, it's the same old thing. Yeah, ain't you glad it's the same old thing? It's the same thing that my daddy read, and my papa read, and my great-grandpa read. It's the same Bible that John, when he wrote it out, and Paul got a hold of it, and told Timothy, said, when you come, now it's cold, bring my coat. It's a little chilly in this jail. It's damp. But make sure you bring the parchment. Make sure you bring the scripture. If you don't bring nothing else, don't worry about no lunch. Don't worry about nothing to keep me warm. Make sure you bring me the scripture, because I got to have it. Can I tell you, you got to have it. You may not think you got to have it, but you have to have it this morning. If you're not reading it, can I tell you, people can tell you're anemic. You're anemic. You're low on spirit. You're low on the power of God. You're low on the knowledge of God. This Bible is so real that it gets in you. It's so real that it's alive and moves you. Huh? Now, when I started seventh grade, I was in a literature class. Joan Samuels was my teacher. She was my favorite teacher. If I'd had all teachers like her, I would have never left school. I would have stayed in school. I loved school if she would have been my teacher all the time. And she taught me to read. She encouraged me to read. And she would have me read. There was days I would read the whole 45 minutes of class out loud to the entire class. And I read literature. I read the story of Long John Silver. I read the Christmas Carol, all the Call of the Wild, all these big literature pieces in school. And I read them, and I loved to read. And she got me hooked on Louis L'Amour Western books. And I read every Louis L'Amour Western book that there was. I bought them, I had them all, and then I gave them away, and bought them all again. And for years, I read over and over the same book. Cheryl used to get some at me. I'd sit down, and it wasn't about 3 hours reading. I'd read a little more, but about three and a half hours is all there was, 180 pages or so. And I'd read it. I'd read one a day. I enjoyed it. You know, I just enjoyed reading. But you know what? It never changed me. I never become a cowboy. I had a horse, but I read about them all the time. You never did shoot an Indian. Not one time. But I read all about it, you know. I read all about it. I never seen none of that country. They talked about sleeping out and getting drugged by horses and all the stampede, all this. I never did see none of that. Never did. But I read it all the time. But you know, it never made me want to be a better person or a worse person. It never changed me. I just enjoyed reading. And then when I started preaching, when I got right with God, I started reading other books and reading my Bible more and reading other books. And for 30 years, I read at least one book a week, at least one book a week of some sort. All the books in Rick's, all of them from my library in my floor at home. I read every book, read everything I could read. But you know, them books helped me. But they never changed. But you know, but when I read this book, when I read this book, then can I tell you what I've done since I read this book? Well, I've become a Christian since I read this book. Can I tell you that? Can I tell you that I've learned to pray since I read this book? Can I tell you, because I've learned to pray, I've seen God answer prayer because of what I've learned in this book. I've learned to love you, and you're not lovable, but I've learned to love you because I've read this book. I've learned to care about you, not because that I'm something, but because I've read this book and it's changed my life. And I desire other people to come to Christ, not because I read a cowboy book and never become a cowboy, but I'm trying to become the child of God that He wants me to be, because when I read this book, because I've read it in the book, that I can be what He wants me to be, and I can become that. This Bible is important this morning. That's why we preach it on Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's why we teach it on Sunday morning for Sunday school. That's why we teach it on Wednesday. That's why we got a Bible college class on Thursday. That's why we make it available to you at home, on computer, to read it at home. We make sure you have one. We take it to the jail so people can have it at the jail. Me and Rick was visiting the other day. We give away Bibles when we visit. We give away tracts. We send Boyd to Kenya that he can give away Bibles and tracts. And hold on a minute, I'm choking here. And the Bible's what's important. Knowing me, listen, I don't care if you remember my name, but if you leave this church and you never heard about Jesus, then I failed you this morning. But if I open up this Bible, you'll know about Jesus Christ. You'll know about where you're lacking and what you need. You'll know the one that'll fill the void in your soul, and you'll find Him in this book.
Amen.
I found it in the book. I found in the book. I went back and listened to some old sermons this week, and so I've thought about this all week long, and about sermons about they found the book. Neil Kai, they found the book, and the king found it, and they wanted the book read. And when they read the book of the law, they repented. The nation of Israel repented when they read the book of the law out loud.
Yes.
Listen, I've read books of all kinds, but they never made me want to repent. But when I read this book, it makes me want to repent. I see how little I am and how big He is. And I see there is a standard this morning. There's a standard. There's, I thank God for Caleb and Jesse that brought them babies up here. And Stephen there last year. And Zeke back there. Justin and Autumn brought Zeke. And we dedicated them boys. And now they bring in a little girl. Can I tell you, all that's good and wonderful. But if they don't take the Bible, like that certificate said, and teaching the Scripture is what's going to make a difference. You say, well, I just don't have a desire to read it. Can I tell you, if you don't have a desire to read it, then you're missing out on salvation, because Christ comes in you and makes you desire the Word of God. When I got saved, listen, I was raised in a preacher's home. Of course, we had Bibles all over the place. Huh? But can I tell you, I don't remember reading the Bible till after that night, May the 27th, 1970. 1973 when I knelt down and got saved. I remember was given a Bible by Keith DeLong in Sunday school. I remember sitting and reading my Bible. Why? I didn't have a desire before. I wasn't like it. Something changed in me. I wanted to know what it said. Are you listening to me this morning? And you say, well, I just can't read. Yes, you do. You can read. Right. You do read. You do read. You read your phone. You read trash people post all the time. That's why you're spiritually delinquent this morning. Because you're going by what people post on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram instead of reading the Word of God, and you're depressed and discouraged because all you put in your mind is the world. But if you put God's Word inside, it will change you this morning. It will. It will. You say, well, I can't comprehend. Well, just keep reading. You keep reading. Huh? You comprehend? What's that mean above that door? Everybody look at it. Everybody read that over above that door. What's that mean? That mean enter? Huh? That mean to come in that way? What's it mean? I thought you couldn't comprehend stuff. You comprehend what you read. Are you listening to me? It's that simple. Huh? Now, these little kids don't know what it means. So they go in and out. Yeah? But as they learn, as they grow, they'll read it and they'll comprehend. It's the same way with this blessed book. You keep reading it and you'll get to where you comprehend it. Do I understand it all? Absolutely not. That's why I'm still reading it. That's why I'm excited about reading it.
That's right.
Huh? We okay? Are y'all sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Huh? And many other times truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing he might have life through his name. It says, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they were should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. That's what it says. Can I tell you, these things are written. I'm going to preach to you just for a minute this morning. I read it in the book. I read it in the book. That's why I believe it. I know it to be true because I read it in the book. Not a book, but the book.
Yeah.
And don't say that Paul preached a word of God. He preached the word of God. These men wrote down the word of God. They wrote the word of God down, as God said. They preached the word of God. And the word of God was passed down to us. Not a word. The word. The Word. And I found it written in the book. I found it in the book. Listen, I didn't just find the book. I found what was written in there. I found about creation. I'm so glad that I read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I'm glad that I read it in the book. I'm glad. You know, I never was afraid. I never had no fears or phobias. All right, Brother Rick talks about them. I didn't have no fears or phobias. I come from a monkey. Never did. I never did think I come from an amoeba or a tadpole. Never did think I come from a fish. Never did think that. I didn't understand anything else, but I had no sense to know it didn't. That didn't happen. Okay? But I'm glad I read it in the book where there's a creator. I read it, and I didn't just read it in the middle of the book. That's how it starts. It starts in Genesis 1:1 that I learn about a creator. Can I tell you, it means something when we know that I read it in the book that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Hey, that's wonderful. That means he's in control. The very first verse assures me that He's in control of everything that goes on because He created everything. Hallelujah for that. It's not up to me. It's up to Him. I don't have to try to figure it all out. He's already got it figured out. I can trust Him this morning.
Yeah.
Genesis 1:1, I read it. I read it in the book. But see, it goes further than that. It lets me know not only about the Creator, but about this creation. How special. Did you realize how special we are?
Right.
How complex we are. You know we all got the same amount of blood?
Yeah.
Right. Huh? Unless you got a disease, we all got the same amount of blood. It all runs and makes full circle the same amount of time in our bodies unless there's something going off wrong. Maybe we're out of time or something, but normally everybody runs the same. Everybody runs the same. It's called metabolism. Huh? Every so many seconds, everything just goes through. Huh? Did you know that we're made so complex? How would y'all, anybody here eat out? Anybody here ever eat out? Anybody here? Something about, how would you like your food delivered on the trash truck? Huh? Did you realize that the blood that goes through your body, it brings your food. It brings your food to every cell through that blood. And that when it drops off your supper, it picks up your trash from lunch and takes it and dumps it. And He don't wash the truck. He just picks you up more food and brings you in a midnight snack and takes off your supper trash just full circle day after day. That's what your blood does. Is that complex or not? He's bringing you something to eat and hauling off your trash in the same bowl all day long, and it don't make you sick. It makes you well. That's pretty complex, ain't it? Huh? Is that all right? Everybody understand that? That's what circulates in your body. To me, that's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, huh, that hummingbirds will be here the 1st of April. And they don't, they're tiny. Y'all know how little a hummingbird is. Now, they went south somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't figured out how they didn't run out of gas. You know, they claim that's why they keep coming back to their feeder, because they won't run out of gas. But you tell me how they crossed the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Huh? You tell me how they crossed the Gulf of America and didn't run out of gas. You tell me how. Well, they caught a ride, I bet you. Huh? They may have caught a ride on another, I don't know. But how do they know to come back? If I'd got down there and run out of gas, I wouldn't be able to come back. They'll be back April.
Yep.
They're pretty complex, ain't they? Huh? Some of y'all raised bees. I know Matt and Angie raised bees. Steve raised bees. I don't know if any rest of y'all raised bees. But you understand that them bees know where their hives at. And they'll travel ever far as they need to get water. And if you want to catch a hive, you can find where they're watering and you can spring a little cornstarch on them and you watch that white dot go back through the woods and you can follow where that white dot was and you'll find their hive. You know? You can do that. That's the way the old timers used to do it. But you know what they do? They do the same thing all day. And in a lifetime, I think one bee don't make about a spoon of honey in their lifetime. But that's all they're made for. And they do the same thing till they die.
Right.
They do the same thing every day till they die. And that's evolution. They do the same thing. But you know, they're always a bee. You know, a bee never turns into a bird. You know where I read it? I read that in the Bible, in creation, where it says, after their kind. I just want you to understand, I read it in the book. Everything that I know that's worth knowing, I have found in the book. I have found in the Bible. Are you following me this morning? Now, we know all this little stuff, and it don't mean a lot. It means a lot to me. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that'll sit down and watch a bug.
Yeah.
All right? I'll sit and watch ants. I'll sit and watch bugs and what they do. I'll sit and watch butterflies and bees and all these things. I'll watch what they do. I enjoy that. You say, you got a boring life. Don't ever. I mean, I enjoy it. I love to watch squirrels. You know, everybody thinks squirrels are smart. You know, they don't know where they bury all this stuff. They just know they got to bury it to figure it out. But they don't know where all that stuff buries because I've watched them look for it. Huh? They just got memories like Brother Rick. And so listen to me. Listen, every animal's amazing. You know? I watch deer. Everything is by habit. West Virginia is full of poachers, you know. Everybody poaches in West Virginia. And if you deer hunt very long, you're in a tree stand, deer will come by and they'll look up.
Yep.
You know, I went to Illinois and hunted. They don't poach you out there at wrinkles. Deer won't ever look up. I mean, I sit in a tree, drink coffee, and big 10 points walking by, you know. Wouldn't do nothing. Here, if they're within 100 yards, they're looking to see if you're in the tree. Huh? They're so complex, they learn. What I'm trying to tell you is creation is so great. The Creator is so great. And He makes us. Look how He made you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look how He made you. You, the things that goes off in your mind, your body, the things that naturally happen. Huh? It's amazing. It's amazing. But you know where I found all that? I found it in the Bible.
Yeah.
I found that my Creator is not just a spirit. I found that my Creator is Jesus. Huh? That's what I found. See, the Bible says in John 1, can I read you some scriptures? Are we okay this morning? It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In John chapter 1, it says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. All things were made by Him. That's what it says. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Huh? How about Colossians? I love Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. I've just been reading my Bible. I just want you to know I found it in the book. I found it in the book. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says, for by Him, speaking of Jesus, how do I know that's who it's talking about? Because in verse 13 it says, for who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Can I tell you, I know the Creator this morning. I found it in the book. I found it in a book about creation. I found it in the book about my Creator. I found it in a book about creation. But I found more in the Bible. I found more. See, I didn't really realize this. I noted it, but that things don't sink in. You know, I may look really intelligent, but this is a bowling ball here. That's all this is. It's solid from ear to ear, and I got two holes for your fingers and one stick in your mouth, just like a bowling ball. It's just as solid. It takes a long time for anything to sink in. Huh? And I really didn't realize that everything in Genesis was just to give me a Savior. That was the all. That was it. Just to give me a Savior. Just that Mark might have somebody to redeem his dying soul. Huh? Think about that. I found it in the book. I found it in the book. This book is important this morning. This Bible is important. That's why it's important that you don't change it. That's why it's important that you don't let nobody pervert it. That's why it's important, huh? That you don't get too big for your britches and try to find something different than the one that we've been handed down. Huh? And can I tell you, that's what's wrong is people get too big for their britches. Huh? And they look for something easier. Well, let me tell you, it ain't no better than this King James Bible.
this King James Bible.
We'll just go ahead and make sure we know where we're at this morning. Can I tell you something else? I found the Creator. I found the creation. How? But I found the Christ. That's what I found. I found in this Bible that it's all about salvation. It's all about Christ. That everything was made that I might see God, that I might see Christ, that I might see His Holy Spirit. He gave me His Word that it might magnify Him. He gave me His Word that I could find Him, that I could see Him in the creation, that I could see Him in people. But no, I could see Him in the pages of this Bible. I can see Him on every page of this Bible, that He's real, that He's true. Huh? Salvation. Do you understand how important to know this Bible? Do you know how important it is? See, if we read through the Old Testament, and the Old Testament has come to life to me in the past 2 years. I've read it, but it's really come to life as I've been going to school with it. But a fellow said something very, very smart in that college class. He said, you can learn and never go to seminary or college. You can learn. He said, and you can do it, and in 40 years, it'll take you 40 years to learn it. But boy, I've learned some stuff. Man, I wished I could have had it when I started 40 years ago. See, this month, I've been doing this for 40 years. I've been preaching this Bible 40 years this month. Man, that's a long time. And I think I'm more excited about it than I've ever been.
Right,
huh? After 40 years. Some of y'all ain't even 40 years old. Huh? Think about it. It's wonderful, but I found the Christ. But you know what I found in this? You know, I find, we're learning about Abraham in Sunday school, and then we're going to go to Jacob, or Isaac and Jacob, and then we'll get over into Moses, and then we'll get in there to the tabernacle, and then if you ain't careful, you'll get discouraged. You'll get discouraged. And if I didn't keep reading, I'd say, wait a minute, I ain't got no hope, because I ain't no Jew. See, I read in there about the tabernacle. See, it's in this book. I found it written in the book this morning. I found it written in the book that when I get over to where that tabernacle's at, that the high priest goes in where God was by Himself with the blood, and God would honor the blood. And then that was in the Holy of Holies. Then he backed up a little bit there in the holy place, and there where the table of shewbread was, the altar of incense, and the candlestick, and everything was there. You know, the other priests could go in there, but I wouldn't laugh. Well, okay. How about I go out here? Well, there's a place for the rest of the men to go. Well, they're all Jews. Well, there's even a place over here for the women. Wait a minute. What about me? I ain't no Jew. I'm from Winona. But I found written in the book.
Yeah, come on.
Way over here in the back.
Uh-huh.
Way over here where it wasn't nobody else. There was a court.
Yep.
Called the court of the Gentiles. Now I wasn't loud up there. I wasn't loud up there. Because I'm a Gentile and salvation's of the Jews. And I'm back here where ain't nobody else. I'm back here.
Come on.
That's discouraging. I've been back here all my life. I never was picked. Y'all know I ain't athletic. I ain't never been picked for nothing. I ain't never been picked for nothing. Can't write, can't spell, can't play ball. I ain't never been picked for nothing. I've been back here. I'm from Winona. So I was raised with that shadow. You from Winona. Ain't nothing down Winona but the pool room, the liquor store. That's where I was raised. Everybody in our area, y'all know who y'all from Fick County. Winona wasn't known for nothing but the pool room and the state liquor store. Huh? We had the liquor store before they moved it to Fayetteville. Huh? Ain't that something to be proud of? Huh? Where you live, Winona? Oh, Winona, huh? Oh, you're one of them secrets. What used to be said? He's asked me my name, and I tell him, my name, Mercy. Whose boy are you? It mattered.
Yeah.
Because they was good ones and bad ones. They used to say, are you Holly's boy? I said, no. Oh, okay. I said, I'm Boyd's boy. Oh. Well, that was a little better. Now, sometimes an older one would say, you Bill's boy. If I was Bill's boy, then I was good to go. But I wasn't Bill's boy. I was Papa. So I wasn't as good. So I was always back there. And you say, well, Mark, what's that all mean? Well, I kept reading.
Yeah.
I kept reading.
Come on.
And I read over there where a man called Jesus died. See, when I read about Jesus dying, then things started picking up a little bit. Is everybody following me? Now, when I read where Jesus died, you hang with me. I read over, maybe this is why I like Galatians and Ephesians and Colossians so much. Is everybody still with me? Well, here's what I read. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11, it says, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Well, I said, man, that ain't encouraging. Salvation of the Jew. But I ain't got no hope without God in the world. But then it goes on. Because, see, I found it written in the book this morning. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Now, wait a minute. The partition's down.
Yeah.
Ain't no bell no more. I'm allowed to go in. And a little old boy that was back there in the back and wasn't allowed to go nowhere. I found written in that book that because of Christ, I can come out where everybody else is. Hey, I'm a child of the King this morning because of that blood that was shed on Calvary. And I found it written in the book. That's where I found it. It wasn't just what somebody told me. Oh, man, I found it written in his blessed old book this morning. It means something this morning. Oh, I found written in the book about the Creator. I found written in the book about the creation. I found written in the book about the Christ. Ah, the Christ who died for me instead of me. Hallelujah this morning. I found it written in the book. I found it written in the book. I found written in the book that I ain't got to stay here. I found written in the book that this same Savior that died on Calvary's cross was buried and rose again, that ascended up into the heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. I found that He's coming again. He's coming again. Ah, He's coming again this morning. I found it written in the book that He's coming for me. Huh? Is that all right this morning? I don't know about y'all, but I get excited. I'm not a traveler. I've never seen the Mississippi River. I've never traveled very far. I know you go west. That's about all I can tell you. And I'd have to study to see which way that is. That's that way. You go way over that way. If you go far enough, I reckon you'll hit Mississippi River. If you go that way far enough. They say it's over there. I've never saw it. Huh? They've seen pictures of it. Flows down into the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
I know where it's at. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I found it written. It says, but I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. He's coming again. Hey, he's coming for me. And he ain't going to come plumb down. He's going to come in the clouds and holler down, come on home. Hey, we're going up to be with Jesus. Why? Because I've been with Christ. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, he made something different in my life. I know who he is. I know him. I know his voice. It won't be hard for me to figure when he says, come on. I'll know the voice he calls with, because the same voice that speaks to my heart, that speaks to my mind, that picks me up when I'm down. Hey, he's going to pick me up one day, take me all the way to be with him this morning. Where do I know? I found it written in the book. I read it in the book this morning. You can't take it away. You can't take his book from me, because I've hid it in my heart that I might not sin against God. I don't know every verse, but I know the ones I'm preaching to you this morning. Take the written copy away, but it's hid in my heart this morning. I found it written in the book. The Bible's important to me. Don't stick your feet, your stinking feet, in my drinking water. Leave it alone. Don't fool with my Bible. Huh? Are you listening to me? Now, I'm not going to fight you over it. I'm not going to fist fight you over it. No. I might tell you you're a fool. Huh? But you can cut my head off. I'm not back up on it. No. No. I'm not. I've heard people say, well, if you're going to threaten my life, I may back up on the verses. No. No. Just go ahead and cut my head off. I'll go ahead and stick with the King James Bible. You do what you want to. This preacher's going to do what he wants to. And I'm going to preach it to you, and I'm going to die with it. And I hope, Cheryl Ann, when I'm laying in the casket, don't leave it closed. Leave it open. All right? Open it and lay it on my chest. Open it to Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, huh? And the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto you. Lay it on my chest. Lay my hands over it. It'll be marked in my Bible. It'll be marked so everybody can see that they need to know God. I found it in the book this morning. I found it in the book. You listening to me? Now, I know some of you don't seem too excited. That's all right. I found the book. I like to read it. Huh? You'd be better if you'd read it. You'd do better if you'd read it. You'd be more spiritual if you read it. You'd be ready for church if you read your Bible through the week. On Sunday morning, you'd come in ready to worship if you read your Bible through the week. If you read your Bible through the week, it'll compel you to pray. Huh? People say, well, how do you pray? Read your Bible more. Huh? Which is more important? I've told you many times, which is more important, breathing in or breathing out? Which is more important? It's all the same. Same way Bible and praying is. Breathing in, breathe out. Huh? Are you still okay? I don't know about y'all, I'm having a ball. Huh? I'm enjoying myself. See, sometimes I preach to you. I'm preaching for you this morning. I ain't preaching, I'm preaching for you. Huh? Y'all be excited. Huh? Y'all too. Would you rather me preach on love? Huh? I know about preach on love. Huh? Think about it. Tell you, I found it written in a book. I found it in a book about the Creator. Found it in a book about creation. I found it in a book about the Christ. found in the book about him coming again. See, he ain't just coming for me. Can I tell you that one day he's coming with me? Or I'm coming with him. He's coming by. Now, that ain't going to be good. That'll be good for me. But can I tell you, they're going to be some people upset. Because when I come back with him, he's clipping off heads. Huh? Right now, he's calling you to come to him. But when he comes back again, he's clipping off heads. He's coming back because vengeance belongs to me. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. I will repay. Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, saith the Lord. I'll repay. And he's coming, clipping off heads. That ain't going to be good. How do I know? The Bible says in Jude, verse 14, and then also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. I'm coming with him. I'm coming with him when he dies. Then I read on over in Revelation. We still okay? I read over, I don't know, somewhere in Revelation here. I don't know. I'll read somewhere, maybe verse chapter 19, maybe. Everybody okay? Let's see. Revelation chapter 19. How about we go about about verse 13? And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. I'm just coming with him. You say, well, I don't think you're going to be in an army. Well, I might not be, but I'll be with him.
Right.
I might be carrying a food truck or something. I might be, I don't know. Huh? I may not be in there going to fight. I don't know that anybody's going to fight but him anyhow.
Right.
I mean, he was going to be clipping heads off.
Right.
But I know this, wherever he's at, I am.
Right.
That's all. You know how I know? Because I've read it in the book.
Yes.
I found it in a book. See, what I need to know, I can find written in this book. See, Caleb, you and Jesse, you can find out how to raise your children if you go with this book.
Yes.
You find out if you do what this book says. All right, you can raise them right now. Well, they got to have their own. They're not going to heaven because you and Jesse. They're going to have to get their own. But they'll have every opportunity if you'll raise the way this Bible says. And I'm going to tell you that this morning for you. You can have saved parents, saved friends, saved spouse. That's all well and good. But you're going to have your own. You're going to have to come to Christ yourself to be with Him yourself. Now, all of us others are great influence, and we ought to be influencing everybody we can. But marvel not, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. You understand that? All right? Are we still okay? Now, I don't want to lose no momentum. See, I want y'all supposed to be getting more excited because what I've been finding reading this book. Huh? Y'all ain't learned to anticipate, have you? Huh? Y'all need to learn to anticipate. Well, what else do you find? What else do you find? Well, I know about creation. Yeah. Well, don't it excite you? Well, I know about the creation. Yeah, but does it not excite you?
Come on.
Huh? Well, I know about the Christ. Well, what all do you know about the Christ? What all do you know about? Do you know all the ifs, ands, and buts, and whys? Do you know? You know why he came, when he came, how he came? Do you know why he came, where he came? Do you know why he came, when he came? Huh? Do you know? I'm asking you.
Come on.
Yes or no? No, preacher, yes, preacher. Do you know why he came, when he came?
Yes.
Do you know exactly? Do you know why he came, where he came?
Yes.
Do you know that? Do you know why the people was there that was there when he come to be there to welcome? Do you know why? Can you show me in the Bible why? Don't tell me, can you show me where it's written? Huh? Okay. You say, well, no. Well, why don't you know? You've been saved for 30 years. Why don't you know?
Come on.
I'm going to tell you why, because you ain't been reading in a book.
Right.
Find it written in a book. You still okay? And something else I found. Y'all ready? I read about this change. Man, Teddy prays it all the time. God, don't challenge, just changes.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. There's a change coming.
Yeah.
There's a change coming.
Yeah.
Now, I am not the same. Hey, Brother Garth. Did anybody ever ask you who your preacher was when you worked at Lowe's? Huh? Did anybody say when you said, you won't believe who my preacher is. When you said Mark Seekers, what they say? You're kidding. You are kidding. Nah, ain't no way Mark Seekers is a preacher. Ain't that awful? Ain't that awful? That's a shame. That is a shame. Can I tell you I'm changed? Can I tell you I'm not what I was? Huh? Can I tell you I was living a miserable life, but when I got clean with God and committed my life to God, He changed me. He changed me. Huh? Are you hearing me? But that ain't the change I'm talking about. See, I found some things. Sometimes you need to find them, and sometimes you just find them. Sometimes you got to go keep reading them again. See, as I read them Louis L'Amour books over and over and over, I found that reading this Bible over and over and over helps me.
Yeah.
Reading them Louis L'Amour books, now when they have some kind of Western on TV, then I become a critic. When they have the Crossfire Trail with Tom Selleck, and I say, well, that ain't the way the book was.
Yeah.
When I watched Conniger, I said, well, they left that out because the book had this. Because I read the book and I memorized. I know the books. I read them. Y'all know some of the movies I'm talking about. And the Shadow Riders, you know, that ain't the way it is. And the Psychics and all that. Y'all know all them Tom Selleck and Sam Elliott movies, you know. Well, I read all them books. I know them. You give me the title, give me the character, and I can close my eyes and give you the book from cover to cover because I read them so many times. Listen, that was the biggest waste of time in my life. But I want to read this and know what this book says.
Yes,
and I found written. See, here in just a couple weeks, it'll be a year since Mama died. Mm-hmm. Here in just a couple weeks. 20th day of March since Mama died. And you know, my life ain't been the same since my mommy died. My daddy died May the 21st in 2001. Died 10 minutes after 4 on Monday morning. I got to the bed at 20 after 4. He died at 10 after 4. I tried my best to get there. I just couldn't get there. And that hurt. That hurt a lot. But it happened so quick. I mean, I'm holding revival for him. And 2 weeks before he died, I'm preaching revival for my dad, and he has a heart attack and then goes to the hospital in 2 weeks, not quite 2 weeks, he's dead. That happened real quick, you know. Well, it hit me, and it was hard, and it's still hard, but it's been different with Mama. Can I tell you, if you never lost your mama, when you lose your mama, it's different.
Yeah.
See, I'm mommy's baby. I'm mommy's baby. When mommy died, it sure was different. It sure was different. See, mommy was sick for years. And we spent our time taking her to the doctor all the time. Me take her, Mooney more, way more than any of us. But I'd take her and I'd stop by and get her medicine and sign for her medicine, get her medicine, do all this. Take her back and forth to the hospital, take her back and forth. How many times we went out to holler following that ambulance? I mean, you couldn't even count. How many times I spent hours in the waiting rooms of Raleigh General Hospital, Charleston Hospital, waiting on mommy to come out. Later, come out of surgery. She had 26 surgeries. She was just so sickly. She'd went from a strong woman to where she worked like a man, outworked most men, to where she didn't weigh 100 pounds. This tiny and frail. And I could have picked her up and stuck her on my arm and carried her. I'm not trying to bore you. I'm going to tell you what I've read. She called and said, Mark, can you come over? Me and Cheryl went over. She said, I got to go to the hospital. Called ambulance, brought her up here to the emergency room, and Dr. Hensley done emergency surgery on her, and she never could get over it. Never could get over it. And I watched her where they had gutted her. She said, can I have just a drink of water? And they said, she can't have no water. And I say, no, Mama, you can't have no water. She said, "All I want, Mark, is just give me just a little bit. Can I have just a little bit of water?" Let me tell you something. That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard. And for it wasn't just a day, but it was for weeks. And we left here and went to Morgantown, and she'd wake up and she said, I said, "Mommy, what do you need, Mommy?" She said, "Can I have just a little bit of water?" Finally, I said, "Listen, we got to do something here." I give her a piece of ice. Oh, you'd have thought I'd give her a T-bone steak. She just shriveled up to nothing. Me and Mooney and Cindy told her we're going to take her home. We can't do her like this. So we gathered her up and put her in the ambulance and drove her home. Put her in that bed. Got her home. Trista and Mooney, y'all bathed her and lotioned her down real good. You remember, don't you, Trist? I mean, had her smelling real good. Later on that bed, got her all the way up, put on her nightgown. And she went, and went to glory. After you got her all cleaned up and smelling good, she stepped over to be with Jesus. Huh? That was March the 20th last year. Listen to me. I can see that little body. I can see that precious little thing. I mean, she's just so tiny. And I can see her. But I read something in a book that helps me. I read something in the Bible that keeps me going this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
For the Bible says, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what? Well, I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in case you need to know, verse 35. And with what body do they come? Thou fool. I love the Bible. Thou fool. That which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased Him, and every seed His own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and then another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is one. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory.
Yeah.
It is sown in weakness. Oh, we gathered her up and put her on that stretcher. When Joe Leach and them come from the funeral home, and we put her on that old hard stretcher and put that little block under her neck and pulled that cover over her face. Carried her out, and me and Shane, all of Jerry, we all gathered her up and carried her down there and put her in that ambulance, in that hearse. And I stood and watched the lights go out, and that time I didn't follow. And I watched them go out the road and go up the hard road in front of the house, and I watched it till it went out of sight. And I watched that little weak mommy, so precious to me. And I wondered, oh, where would my heart ever be? Would it ever do good again? But there's something I found written in the book that lets me know that's not all there is this morning. You hear me? Because it says, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. And as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption, hallelujah, doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Listen, I read about the change. I read about the change that's going to happen when I see my little mama again. That the one that was sown in dishonor is going to be raised in honor. The one that was sown in weakness is going to be raised in power. The one that was sown like that, can I tell you, is not going to be the same. And it ain't just like that for mama. It's like that for me. And I found it written in the book. I found it written, and that tells me to keep on going. That tells me to stay steadfast and unmovable. Hey, I found it in the King James Bible. It means something to me this morning. It means something to me. I've done went out, carried too many people out to the hearse. I've done carried too many from the homes, and I've done covered them up, covered her face up, and been with them time after time. I've been to the graveside, to the mausoleums, prayed with the parents, prayed with the spouse, prayed with the children, and all of it, I've got hope because I found it in a book. I found it in the book. The preacher couldn't give me the words. The preachers couldn't help me. Let me tell you something. You know how come I was able to preach Mama's funeral? Huh? You know how come? Oh, you say that was hard. Oh, it was hard. But listen, I had hope when I stood there on the 25th day of March and read out this book. I had hope and I'd see Mama again. And it wasn't goodbye. It just, I'm coming, Mommy. I'm coming. I'll be over. Can I tell you? I'm going over. And I found it written in the book this morning. It means something to me. Don't mess with my Bible. Don't mess with my Bible. We'll still be friends, but not as friendly. Yeah. Are you hearing me? I just want you to know that I found the book. I didn't go on what Rick told me, so I can trust him. I trust that man for my life. But that ain't what I'm going on. I ain't going on what Daddy taught me. I ain't going on what Chick Cart taught me. I ain't going on what Papa taught me. I found it. Written in the book. You okay? Got one more. I know what time it is. Got one more. See, I found in the book the creation, the Creator. I found in the book the creation. I found in the book the Christ. I found in the book that He's coming again. I found in the book the change that's going to take place. Can you imagine if the Lord would come? Wouldn't that be most wonderful? If he would come right now, can you imagine the change that's going to take place? Y'all saying that, welcome a beggar. Now, that's the way that is with me. I ain't never an old beggar. But man, the change that take place. Hang with me just a minute. Would you please? Just hang with me. This might be the last message you ever hear. You may die today. If you die today, would you go to heaven? Would you go? Are you sure you go? Have you been washed in the blood? If not, you need Christ today. I can't tell you, I found the Christ written in here. I found Him coming again. I found the change is going to take place. But I read about something else in here. I'll give it to you right quick. It's in Revelation. See, I read about a coronation. See, I found the Creator in there. I found the creation in there. Found the Christ in there. Found the coming again. And I found the change that's going to take place in there. But I found there's going to be a coronation. Revelation chapter 4 says the 24 elders fall down. Verse 10, fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. Cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Yes. Verse 11, chapter 5 says, And I beheld, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth, on the earth, and under the earth, and such that are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne. And unto the Lamb forever and ever. See, there's going to be a coronation one day. Revelation 19 says, His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns. And He that had a name written that no man knew but He Himself, that's Jesus. I'm wanting you to know this morning, this ain't all there is. Brother Rick taught us about the timeline all the way over to the honeymoon. And there at that honeymoon, there's going to be a coronation day. We say goodbye to all this. Sure, you're going to piano. Clark, you get us a song. There is soon to be a meeting, free from troubles, cares, and sorrows, when the saints shall all assemble in the air. There'll be prophets, priests, and sages, saints that lived down through the ages, but they'll never crown Jesus till I get there. On that coronation day, heaven's joy, you know it, when the blood was army gathered in the air. I forget how it goes, but I just want you to know this morning, they're not going to crown Him till I get there. How do I know that? I found it in the book. I found it in the book. See, I'm afraid this morning that some of you's got it here, but you don't have it here. See, I'm afraid this morning that you talk a good game, but you're not in the game. I'm afraid this morning there's some of you that say you're a Christian, but you've never been born again. You've never been changed. You're good. You're moral. You're religious. You read your Bible a little. You may even pray a little. You might even sing a little. But there's never been no true change. I'm afraid that you'll go to hell because of that. See, neighbor, salvation is as real as it gets. I found it in this book. I believe what this Bible says. Are you ready this morning? I just tried to preach, encourage you a little bit this morning. I hope this morning that you've got a little better look of what's in this old book. It's real this morning. Oh, he's real. Teddy, this ain't a game, buddy. It's real. You've watched it. You said goodbye. You said goodbye, Janie. We said goodbye. I wonder, Linda, if Thelma's ever calmed down at all. She had no problem shouting here. I bet whether when she shouts the place down here, I bet when she went through the gate, she shut up since. I bet for the first time James talked. Her, Linda's daddy, the man a few words, better listen when he talked. But I bet when he went in, I wouldn't have said, that's good. I just want you to know it's real this morning. You believe it's real? Rod, you believe it's real? I believe it's real. Bob, is it real? You've been in this thing a long time. Is it real? Carolyn, you've been in this thing since 1950. Hey, is it real? Is it real, Carolyn? Oh, it's real. It's real. It's real. I know it's real. I've read it. Hey, Beth, is it real? Is it real? Is it true? Is it true? It's true. Yeah, it's true. You believe it this morning? Won't you stand to your feet? If you ain't saved, won't you come and get saved? If you ain't right, won't you? Ain't no need living wrong this morning. Won't you go and get right? All right, let's sing. Let's sing.